hate's refusal. Remember our son and his kids were the days the funeral, and the state even paid for estate removal. Hence Kate's refusal. They couldn't make exceptions and tag along in hate's direction. It's like fate was destined. Too late to belate affections. They sedate the section of Kate's complexion. 3 weeks to the day Kate was sectioned. The drugs are there to fail, so put your ear to the wall and you can hear her wail. Whispering a list of our fears, she hears the voices of our grandkids and say we miss you, we're scared. Saw the widow willows in her pillow just a tissue of tears. Thoughts are making her cry. She thought she seen the face of her boy, so she traces the sky and awaits a reply. I'm not debating on why she's waiting to die. As fateful as I and always losing sleep. She's bruised by grief and she refused to eat. She never yearned for foods that never tasted fabulous, till she ate a crate of tablets that escaped this madness. But nothing ever walked, only made her sick. So she favoured slits on her wrist, found the razor and made some major rips. Then they put her in a jacket with a taser tips. In our brain, the lesson's insane, cause living on this earth just compressing our pain. Repaint, suppression, restrain, restraining a soy. In a craze when she pays the cry, drugging up patience to parade the high. Cause one of these days she probably raised the sky, cause she always has her eye out for ways to die. The cells in our brains ablaze, different day, same phrase to fly. She never strayed from the fact and always stated why. She awaits the guy, titled fate to play a fatal ploy. And so he did, she passed in her sleep like a lonely kid. Her file is closed, but she's an open chat, until they find a cure for a broken heart.